We're back here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and for Jazz 88 as well. And I'm happy to be talking with Christian Ledesma, who is the principal at Minneapolis Roosevelt High School. And lots to talk about and all the fun things happening at Teddy Nation here. And first of all, Principal Ledesma, good to have you on. Good to meet you and appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's an honor, first of all, to be on Jazz FM, but also to meet you, Manny. Thank you for the time.
So much to talk about. There's a lot of things happening at your school. We're coming off high school. We're coming off Principal Appreciation Month, coming off that in October. So let's just get right into things. What we're going to talk a little bit about you as a principal and then everything that's happening over at Roosevelt. But first off, how long have you been the principal at Minneapolis Roosevelt High School?
So I've been serving at Roosevelt for 5 years now as principal. And before that, I was at Wellstone International for 2 years as principal. And before that, I was here at Roosevelt for 3 years as assistant principal. So I got to start my career as administrator here and then come back. I felt like coming home.
That is awesome, and I know you're such a busy man. You have so much on your plate. But what do you like the most about your job?
So I think I have the best job, and I say that to my wife and my kids all the time. And by the way, I have a kid at Roosevelt as a ninth grader, and so I get to see what that looks like from the parent perspective now. But what I get to do is I get to help people, and I love seeing our students for who they are, welcoming them with the gifts that they bring, supporting them and their families, celebrating their achievements, but also sometimes needing to help them overcome some challenges. And I love witnessing the level of service and kindness that our students will show one another and our community. It's one of the things that we value a lot at Roosevelt. We say that at Roosevelt, you enter to learn and you leave to serve. And so with a growing enrollment, we still have that small town feel because we're always taking care of one another and we're always kind to one another and we're always building each other up.
Let's talk about kindness a little bit, because I saw that you were recently interviewed in a magazine that was put out by the National Association of Secondary School Principals about the importance of leading with kindness. Can you really talk about or elaborate more on, you know, what that philosophy looks like on a day-to-day basis, especially from a student's perspective at Roosevelt?
Yeah, and shout out to a few people here, but Mari Friesleben from North High, in that documentary a few years ago, you love them first, and then comes the rest, right? It's a similar philosophy here, where from the moment students walk through the doors, they're going to experience the kindness and care from the staff. So the next shout out is to Marquise Bowie, our front desk guy, who welcomes every student and family with love as they come in through the door. When we get to know the students, we get to, you know, we ask your name, your grade, and that kind of thing. But also, like, what do you want to do after high school? We want to know your goals so that we can help you get there. So if you tell me college is your goal, great. Like, let's make a plan to get you there. If you tell me you want to be a professional basketball player, well, let's work on your game. Like, we will get you there. And so that kind of handholding of people through their goals from the moment they step through the door, that's a big part of it. Now, it's hard to do when you have 1,250 students. And so it's not just me who is welcoming everybody. We have the APs, the deans, like every staff member. So while I may not get to know every student's name, between all of us on the staff, your child will be seen and cared for. There was a pep fest a few years ago that I remember where a kid was having a moment. So if you can imagine 1,000 kids in the bleachers, and you could tell that one kid was in distress. And as the person with the mic at the front, I can't in that moment go and take care of him. But another student a few rows over gets up and sits next to him, puts a hand on the back and soothes and calms him. And so after the pep fest, I walked over and I was like, hey, thank you for doing that. Like, that was really sweet. First of all, how did you know to do that, right? And she said, well, I know that kid from middle school. And I know that he has specific special needs. And so I know how staff have helped him before. And so I just copied what they did, right? So she saw the modeling of the teachers and did that in the moment to help that student get through that moment. And so we're living in a culture where the national politics, social media talks about prioritizing the self, right? It's all about me and what I can get out of the system or what I can get out of the thing. And what we do here at Roosevelt is like, we don't care what the national politics are saying. What we're going to do is take care of each other. We're going to take care of one another. It's all about community. That's the foundation. And that's what students feel every day when they come to Roosevelt.
That is amazing. It's so wonderful. And I know I can just speak to personally being able to work with a couple of students from Roosevelt. One interned with us here at Jazz 88 and MPS Voices this past summer. And another one is still doing a little bit of stuff with us, DJ Nixter. You might,
DJ Nixter, yeah,
next
that's my
is,
guy.
he's yeah, he's still doing some stuff with us, Jazz with Class on 88.5 and some stuff on MPS Voices for us as well. Nick is awesome. Just a great story with him. Samaya is also another one who she interned with us this past summer. So a couple of
Nice.
students from Roosevelt that have been on the airwaves here at Jazz 88 MPS Voices, and it's just been a wonderful thing to see. We're talking with Christian Ledesma, who's the principal at Minneapolis Roosevelt High School. And can you tell us a little bit about this cardigan sweater that you bought,
Oh.
and sort of the symbolism behind it?
So it's funny is I'm wearing the hoodie, and the hoodie means something to the staff now that they know the story. When I was a first year teacher, I come from the classic teaching where they would tell us, the new teachers, you got to come in hard. Like the kids need to see you come in almost militant because that's the only way they will respect you. And I remember being a 22-year-old teacher, kind of kicking through the door, going, I am Mr. Ledesma, and I'm here to teach you, second graders. Don't get out of line, right? And I would say that works to an extent. It works for maybe a couple of weeks while they're still little and innocent. And then after a while, the students are going to push, right? Like they're going to see, like, do you actually care about us? Do you really want to do this? And the answer is yes. And so I learned over the course of the year, I was like, I need to soften it up a bit, get to know them, get to know their families. It's not just about my rule, my way or the highway. And so I went back to my roots. I am an Ecuadorian, son of Ecuadorian immigrants. I learned English in school. I didn't learn English before kindergarten. And so I learned English from Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers. And I remember Mr. Rogers putting on that cardigan when he entered the house, changing the shoes. And to me, that symbolized like a warmth and a coziness. And so the next year, I bought myself a cardigan. And then actually, my mom gave me my grandfather's cardigan. And I would wear that to class. First of all, because as a teacher, it's got nice pockets in the front, and you need that for your Sharpies and your Post-it notes and whatnot. But it also symbolized me being a cozier human being. Like I'm gonna work from a place of love, not from a place of fear. And so now the staff knows the story, and they're like, "Wait a minute, when you wear hoodies, is that the same thing?" And I'm like, "It actually is." Like when I'm feeling a little bit more tired, or I'm feeling a little bit like I need a little bit more coffee, or something's gone wrong in the background, maybe I'm wearing a hoodie to like kind of make me feel a little bit more of the more kindest version of myself, the more Mr. Rogers version of myself.
That's awesome. I was somebody that grew up with Mr. Rogers as well. I remember when I was in kindergarten, I had morning kindergarten, and I would go to my aunt's house. She ran daycare, so when I'd get off of kindergarten, I'd go to her house, and I remember one of the first things I did, I sat down in front of TV, watched Mr. Rogers, came on right after Sesame Street. I remember those days well. It was a good time back in the day,
It was a good time.
growing up with that. We're talking with Christian Ledesma, the principal at Minneapolis Roosevelt High School. So, Christian, Roosevelt recently achieved a Minneapolis first. It's the first school in the city to be recognized as a unified sports banner school. So can you tell us a little bit first about what unified sports are?
Yeah, so speaking of DJ Nixer was a big part of it back in the day. Our Unified Sports Program is one that brings together students and students of various abilities, both cognitive and physical, and puts them on a team together to compete together. And they get to play the games, they get to build friendships, they get to develop skills together. But it's also about breaking down barriers, right? All of our students, regardless of ability, compete together as equals on the playing field and their teammates. And I loved seeing the growth of this relationship between our mainstream students and the students being served by special education services. Having said that, I want to be clear, Roosevelt loves all the inclusivity and all the friendship and the skill building, but we also like to win. And our unified basketball team won two state championships. We brought the entire school to the Target Center for one of them, and we're competitive. And so when the whole school shows up for our students, you see the beauty of the friendship and the skill building and the winning. We had two of our athletes go on to play soccer for the Minnesota United Unified Soccer Team. And then we just learned a few months ago that DJ Nixter and his buddy Eric are going to represent the state of Minnesota on the basketball team for Special Olympics in 2026. So shout out to Nick and Eric, who are going to be repping Minnesota next year.
That is a fantastic. I know Nixter, he's talked a little bit about that the last couple of weeks. He is definitely excited, and congratulations to him for that. So, what does this whole thing really mean for you as a principal to, leading the way for Roosevelt here, getting that sort of recognition? What does that really mean for you and for the school as a whole?
So the recognition itself, it's a national recognition. That's incredibly meaningful. It comes from the Special Olympics. So it acknowledges that we've integrated our unified sports into our athletic program and our school culture in a significant way. And it reflects our belief that every student deserves an opportunity to participate, to belong, and to be celebrated for their contributions, for their play. And I think it's a validation of the work of the coaches. So more shout outs to Jackie Wincek, our one of our PE teachers and unified coach, our students and our families. Like when we talk about a family situation, like we're talking about when the team travels to a game, the families are coming, right? Like it is a whole thing. We might as well have a caravan. So it kind of puts us on the map for being a place where inclusion isn't a buzzword. It's how we operate. When students with or without intellectual disabilities train together, compete together, we celebrate together, everyone grows, and that's what Roosevelt is about.
And I know Roosevelt's also making headlines for its participation in an innovative pilot program, which is meant to address absenteeism. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so there's a 3-year initiative funded through special legislation. Minneapolis is one of 12 school systems piloting an approach that we hope can be replicated somewhere else. And so what makes it unique is that it's student-led. We have a team of 10 to 12 students who are taking ownership of attendance at Roosevelt. They formed a student attendance committee that meets weekly. We have great staff through Check and Connect that helps the students organize and lead this initiative. And what they do is they make personal connections with peers. They stop and they talk to them in the hallways. They offer encouragement. They remind them that, hey, we believe in you. Because sometimes we all know that the "we believe in you" coming from a staff, some teenagers are going to roll their eyes, like, whatever, man. But when it comes from a peer, like, hey, if you build a connection and I saw you and you see me, then the next day I might show up on time because I want to see my pal. Right? I want to see that connection. And so many of the students on the committee have struggled in some capacity with attendance themselves. They understand what their peers are going through. So there's like a positive peer pressure in the best sense, right? One student saying to another, I know you can do this because I've done it before. And our students got to participate in a conference that was attended by the Lieutenant Governor, by Peggy Flanagan. And so we're still looking at the data. But overall, it's looking pretty good. We have I have in my notes here that in September of this year, we saw an 8% improvement in attendance from the previous year. And in October, we saw a 7% improvement in attendance. So Statistically positively trending. It's a good thing.
Awesome. That's wonderful. A couple more items here for Christian Ledesma, the principal at Roosevelt High School here in Minneapolis, here on the School News Podcast. So as Thanksgiving approaches, just in a couple of weeks here, there is a tradition that really defines Teddy Nation. And I know I've done some features on this in past years. Operation Holiday Basket. Tell our listeners a little bit more about it and what it means to the tradition and history of Roosevelt High School.
Oh my gosh, it's the best time. Operation Holiday Basket started 55 years ago, although unofficially, it started 56 years ago. A teacher noticed that students and families don't have enough to eat over the holiday break, right? That's the time when you take 2 weeks off for the winter holidays and students don't have access to that school meal. And so this teacher gathered some food, put it in bags, gave it to less than a dozen families in a backpack and sent them home with it. The next year, another teacher noticed that this was happening and said, hey, let's do this a little bit bigger. And they were able to feed something like 60 families. This is now our 55th year of an actual Operation Holiday Basket. We have fed over 16,000 families over the years. And we expect to distribute about 300 baskets full of food. The baskets have turkeys and the trimmings to make several meals. And then what happens in the building during that time, like that week of Operation Holiday Basket, which is the week right before the winter break, classrooms, we have the Spirit Week. Classrooms are competing to bring in money, to bring in canned goods. There's door decorating contests. You got your typical Spirit Week that leads up to the food drop-off. And then the day of, we have an assembly line with 125 volunteers. You got alums coming back. You got parents. You got students. They form a line in the gym, and they literally pass the turkey down the line, filling up these boxes. And the boxes have turkeys and carrots and potatoes and rice and all the things that would make a holiday meal. It's just a fantastic event. It feeds lots of families. And one of the things that you know, Manny, that's happening right now is that you got the federal workers who are on furlough. You got SNAP benefits that are like on the cusp of being cut in some states. Minnesota, luckily, we pulled through with some help here. But people are struggling, right? And so when we put out the feelers for who needs baskets, usually we ask the local elementary schools around us, like, how many baskets do you need? And they might say like 20 to 25. Some of them have been asking for 50. And so that's a sign of there's a greater need. And so this year, I say this year more than ever, but this year, really, like, we need all the help we can get this Operation Holiday Basket thriving and bursting with boxes for our families.
It's a wonderful tradition, and I remember doing a feature on it a couple of years ago, and I was just blown away at just the dedication to it, and just the beautiful things that you guys do behind it. It's just it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Anything else? Last thing I'll ask you, anything else happening at Roosevelt that folks should be aware of?
I mean, Roosevelt's the best place. I said that at the beginning, but we are a growing school. We're kind of the hidden gem on the south side, even though we are now at 1,256 students. But we have a ton of students participating in athletics. We are one of the most diverse high schools with 27 different nations represented and 24 different home languages spoken. And so we're a large, comprehensive high school, but with a small high school feel. And that's one of the things that I love about this place. So I'm excited to go to work every day. I know my colleague, Mari Friesleben, will say that hers are the most beautiful students in the city. And she's going to text me if she hears this. But I think our students, families, and staff are brilliant and the best looking in the city, hands down. And it's an honor to serve them every day.
Wonderful. So good to talk with you, Principal Ledesma. This has been great to get to know you here, and a lot of really exciting things happening at Roosevelt High School. So congratulations on everything that you guys have accomplished there so far and will continue to accomplish as we progress through this school year and the future as well. So thank you for the time.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, congratulations on everything. And I got a feeling we'll be talking again pretty soon. A lot of really exciting things happen over there at Roosevelt.
Oh, Always happy to come back. Thank you, Manny.